Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for today, Wednesday the 1st of June. Let's just hope that it's flaming June in the north of Scotland, and with my weather forecaster still clinging to his prediction, we could be in for a scorcher. In a moment, we're looking at today's beef event at Garmouth, but first off, staying with the theme of beef, Macbeth's Butchers from Forres are the very first in the country to be issued with a certificate of conformity and a new beef labelling scheme. The Scottish Federation of Meat Traders has been working closely with the Scottish Government on a low-cost solution, which helps butchers identify just where their beef comes from. The scheme cuts out all the red tape, and Jock Gibson from Macbeth's Butchers is delighted to be pioneering the scheme, which gives full traceability from farm to plate, and much more. We'll be speaking soon to Jock from Macbeth's about it all, but for now we're looking at Scotland's beef event. It takes place at Garmouth in Moray and runs all day today. And thanks to the National Beef Association and hosts Ian Green and family from Corsky, it's turned into a major day out for anyone at all interested in beef production. Here's MBA Scottish Chairman Hamish McBain.
Adam Henson, the country file, is coming and he's going to open the event, and it's going to be a good day. I'm really, really proud of the support I've had for it.
The facilities will be second to none at Corsky, won't they?
Oh yes, it's a well-run farm, it's a big farm, but there's at least 50 indoor stands, which we've got sheds for.
And the greens noted for the quality stock, aren't they?
Oh yes, yes. The greens are at the top of the tree as far as the cementals are concerned, and it's an opportunity for farmers from whole of Scotland, Northern Ireland or whatever, to come and see the greens animals at home. There's farm tours laid on as well. The greens also have a 350 cow herd up in Pluskerdon. It's a wee bit too far to bus people up and down, so they're going to take a float load of cattle down to Corsky, and they will be in pens or in the out in the paddocks outside the steadings, so that you can see what the cementals can do when they're either 3/4 or 15/16. It's a suckler herd on an LFA farm.
So there you go. With 150 trade stands, Richard Lockhead setting out his priorities for his new term in office, and Adam Henson opening and speaking at the show, it promises to be a great day out. We look forward to seeing you there at Scotland's beef event. To find it, just head for Garmouth off the A96. And I'll be back tomorrow with some of the highlights of the day. That'll be 6:40 and 12:40 right here on MFR Farming.